She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I'm so excited. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday. And I hope everyone has a happy and safe Thanksgiving. And I hope you have all your stuff ready to go. And although there's tons of news to get to today, including, very sadly, a sixth victim of the Waukesha attack, we are going to start on a little bit of a lighter note before we move on to all of that. And I wanted to talk about tomorrow and what's happening and how it's different from a lot of other Thanksgivings, mostly because it's very expensive. Don't tell that to Joe Biden, though. You don't want to ruin his good time. He wants to talk about happy things, man. But I was thinking about Thanksgiving, and I really was kind of amazed yesterday when watching these press conferences, both Joe Biden and Jen Psaki's, at how this administration has truly done away with any concern about optics. Because there's a lot of things that they could do, or that specifically Joe Biden could do, to make Jen Psaki's job a lot easier. And to make the media's job a lot easier, because the media, they're still carrying water for this guy, but damn, it's getting tougher and tougher by the day. His approval rating, it's not stopping. It's continuing to sink. And as much as they try to bolster him up, and, you know, at every chance they get, they'll give him a winning headline. I actually saw a really hilarious one today. I'm going to skip to a different stack of stuff here, but this was just too beautiful. This was from CNN, okay? Same writer. Sometimes you see a side-by-side of two headlines and it's a different writer. This was the same writer, Julia Horowitz. On November 9th, 2021, she wrote, "Why Joe Biden can't do much to ease gas prices." On Thursday, November 18th, 2021, she wrote, "Oil prices are finally falling. Thank China and Joe Biden." But why would I thank Joe Biden? I thought he couldn't do anything. So when things go wrong, he can't do anything. His hands are tied. He is just merely an observer. But when anything goes right, oh, you best believe Joe Biden's going to get credit for it. We will have celebrations. He is the best president ever. And I think the craziest part of all of it, and I say this a lot, is when you see the responses from people on Twitter, the Trump deranged people. "I'm so happy to finally have a man like Joe Biden in charge. I sleep better at night knowing that there's a man who loves this country." I'm like, oh my God, y'all need Jesus.
Yeah, these people are irrevocably broken.
They really are. And it really came to a head today when the story came out about where Joe Biden's staying in Nantucket. If you haven't heard yet, he's spending his Thanksgiving on Nantucket. And as I mentioned yesterday, John Kerry is heartbroken because he used to be there all the time. Then he moved to Martha's Vineyard. I don't know if it's something to do with global warming, if Martha's Vineyard's going to get an extra month before the end of the world. I don't know what it is, but John Kerry's not going to be there. But don't worry, it's going to be a beautiful person event because Joe Biden's bringing the whole damn family with him and they're going to have a great time. And he's going to Nantucket. And this is what I mean when I say optics, just to circle back here, as Jen Psaki would say. That's an easy one, in my mind. That if you're on Twitter, which we know Joe Biden isn't, but if you're following the Politico stories, if you're just following the general disappointment in this guy, you might say to yourself, listen, Jilly Bean, listen, Dr. Jilly Boo Boo Bear, we might have to stay home this year, you know, or at least go to our beach house that we go to every other weekend. I don't think Nantucket's in the cards. It's going to come off a little too let them eat cake-ish. And that's really Nancy Pelosi's gig. And she's never going to give it up because she just bought a $25 million house in Jupiter, Florida. So maybe Jilly Bean, Boo Boo Bear, we need to stay home this year. tell Hunter I'll make it up to him. I'll buy three pieces of his artwork, but we're not going to go to Nantucket. But they don't do that. They don't do that. It's like they really want to rub it in people's faces. I am so aware that politics is all about, or it's a majority of the time, it really involves optics. And they don't care how things look. They really don't. Because they know, and I saw this today, someone wrote this and I thought it's absolutely true. They know that they don't need supporters. They just need anti-Trumpers. You know, they don't need to garner support. They don't need to seem like they're doing a good job. They don't need to seem even like they care. They just need to be the anti-Trump administration. And the crazy people that we were just referring to, who get the vapors every time Joe Biden walks out on the grass and picks up a weed for his wife, those people are always going to stand by him. They're going to be loyal. So he's going to this house in Nantucket. And, you know, my dad calls me today and I'm driving in and he says, yeah, have you seen the house he's staying in? And I thought to myself, no, because I read like four different articles yesterday about how he's traveling to Nantucket. But none of those articles mentioned where he's staying. They all talked a lot about how this is a Biden family tradition. And every year they go to Nantucket, good, bad, ugly. They find their way to the island and they get together as a family, damn it. And I thought, it's weird that they didn't really look into where he's staying. Well, we got the news today. Much to liberal blue check's chagrin, they are not happy about this news because it makes their guy look bad, as if he could look any worse. Joe Biden is staying. Have you heard about this?
I have not. This is exciting. I can't wait to hear.
Get ready, Jared.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a solar panel shanty that is very environmentally safe and only within the means of necessity.
Yeah, it's something like that.
For their insect-themed turkey alternative protein Thanksgiving.
I don't think that when he stays at the multi-million dollar home of David Rubenstein, a billionaire co-founder of the Carlyle Group, that they will be eating soybean turkey or tofu turkey or rubber turkey or whatever it is. I have a feeling they'll be doing just fine. And before you call in and you start to complain about the corrupt Biden crime family, okay? And before you start to tell me that this is a conflict of interest, that he shouldn't be staying at the homes of billionaires who are conveniently out of town overseas, that this smells bad, I just want you to know that I'm sure, because this administration is so on the level, they are the most transparent administration in history, I am sure he's paying the regular rental fee that anyone else would pay. I have no doubt about it. My word as a curly, he is paying the same rental fee that you and I would pay when we rent out multi-million dollar homes for Thanksgiving on Nantucket. Okay? Now that we've moved on past that, and we'll go back and forth to that because I find that to be amazing. First of all, whatever happened to vilifying these billionaires? Yeah, you heard me right when I said David Rubenstein. I didn't say millionaire. I want you to listen closely. I said billionaire with a B. I thought these billionaires were bad people. I thought they were the ones who had to, come on, man, pay their fair share. So they're bad people until you really like their rental properties. And then you just gotta check it out. They're bad people, but man, those views of the ocean are just insane.
Oh, man, this guy is swampy business swamp all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, co-founder, co-executive chairman of the private equity firm Carlyle Group. He's a chairman at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, chairman of the Smithsonian Institution, chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, and president of the Economic Club of Washington.
Oh,
yeah. And he's got a beautiful home, Jared, and Biden needs somewhere to stay, okay? And my favorite part about it, and we're going to get into all of this, because this is not only the most hypocritical news of the day. It does make me laugh a lot. But there's also a really funny story where Jen Psaki is trying to downplay the price of turkey She leaves out that it's $1. She keeps saying it's $1 more. Like, for the entire turkey, it's $1 more. She leaves out the per pound aspect of it. But that's okay. That's details. That's small details.
You make up for that with your plate of cheese slices.
You know what I wish Peter Doocy would say? Jen, for context, because context is important, and I don't want to dumb this down for the American people. When you say $1 more, you mean per pound, right? That's not going to happen. So she says it's $1 more for a full turkey. Because she doesn't want to minimize it, but also, like, come on, guys, I'm going to minimize it. What's the big deal? Get over it. And I'm just dying laughing here. And we're going to talk about this because remember July 4th? I know I reference it a lot. But we were supposed to be rolling out the red carpet for these people because our entire July 4th BBQ, complete with pork chops, ice cream, cheese slices, and beans, was 16 cents less for the entire meal. The entire thing was 16 cents less. And we were supposed to get out our pom-poms because that was going to be amazing. That 16 cents was really, it wasn't crumbs, as Nancy Pelosi would say. That 16 cents was going to really help us moving forward. It was a sign.
You look like the 4th of July. Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Jennifer Coolidge, there will be no hot dogs, beans only. But we were supposed to celebrate this because it was a sign that things were returning back to normal. 16 cents. That was a huge deal. But now $1 more. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. What's the problem? So which is it? Is 16 cents saving great or not? Because Jen just wants us to know it's only a dollar. But I thought a dollar was a big deal. It was in July.
It's both because Joe says so. You crazy right-wing Twitter.
I am a crazy right-wing Twitter. I will give you that much, my friend. When we get back, we'll take all your calls. 844-500-4242. I'm starting with Thanksgiving because I also want to talk a little bit about whether or not you guys are going to talk politics at Thanksgiving. There's some dueling ideas out there. See, the left thinks not only should you talk about it, but like you should really try to decultify your Trump-supporting family members. And the right is kind of going back to, let's just leave it alone. Let's just enjoy the gravy.
I believe the word they're using now is reprogram.
Reprogram. Relatives. Thank you. Thank you from The Atlantic, I believe. Yes, Molly Jungfest. We will get to all of that. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and our freedoms. Isn't that so true? National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and take the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath, made with 10 balsam bouquets, is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a Veterans Wreaths today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about it all. Thanksgiving, Joe Biden's vacation, Jen Psaki's turkey gobble gobble. We're gonna talk about it, so don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
I have to say, the headline today that really made me laugh out loud was Pete Buttigieg and the fact that there's like rumors swirling in the White House that he's, you know, the heir to the throne. He's going to be next. And I just think to myself, what about the supply chain crisis? Like, what does this guy go right from paternity leave to coming back and talking about how he's going to be president?
It's this administration. Does it surprise you?
They're all so incompetent. And like the next step is a promotion. Oh, you're terrible at your job as transportation secretary. We're glad you think the airports are romantic, but all of the ports are clogged and no one has any stuff to sell or to buy. But yeah, you seem like you should be president. What are his qualifications? An Amazon documentary? That Christmas shoppers, there's two types of Christmas shoppers. Like a Seinfeld stand-up routine. The thing about Christmas shopping is, there's always two types of Christmas shoppers. That's why I should be your next president. I don't blame...
I think there's always been two kinds of Christmas shoppers.
I don't blame Kamala Harris if she's mad about this. It's like, hold on a second. I'm being saddled with the border issues, voting integrity, and I deal with all this. I get no love from the media. And then Pete Buttigieg, who also has one job and can't seem to do it, he's going to be president? No. We're going to get to that. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Grace, if Nancy had only... First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And if Nancy had only bought that oceanfront property a little sooner, Joe could have went there for Thanksgiving.
I know. I don't think he's a Florida guy, though. You know, he's just too angry at Ron DeSantis. It's funny you should bring that up, though, John. I want to give people this update because it's important both nationally for news, but it's also important specifically for the Howie Carr Radio Network, of which the Grace Curley Show is part of. Nancy Pelosi, there was rumors swirling that she was looking at real estate in Florida. And Howie, you know, he tried. He really was begging the Lord above, please say it's not so. And today the news came out that, yes, she's going to buy, I believe, a $25 million oceanfront property in Jupiter, Florida. Now, I posted that I would really like to find a halfway point for Nancy and for Howie to meet up. Somewhere between Jupiter and Palm Beach where they could meet up, have a scoop of ice cream, come to terms with the facts that, yeah, they disagree on a lot, but they can still be friends. You know, I'm sure she likes to ride bikes, too. There's got to be some stuff in common. And I threw it out to Howie. He said, absolutely not. He said, if we were going to meet somewhere, it would be Captain Reefers. But that will never happen. And so I put out on my Twitter, congratulations, we finally found a spot. Captain Reefers it is. Nancy, Howie, it's going to be the dinner of the century. I mean, these two juggernauts meeting. I'm very excited. But the only thing I'm worried about with Nancy is that she buys this $25 million oceanfront property. And I'm noticing a trend of all of these multi-million dollar, you know, homes that they're on the water. And I was told, and I don't want to pretend to be Greta Thunberg. I don't have nearly as much knowledge.
How dare you?
But I thought, like, everything was going to be underwater soon. And they're all buying this property that's really close to the water. It just, there's a disconnect here. There's something they're not telling us.
Maybe they're just the gambling type.
Yeah, maybe they just like the risk. I don't know. Or maybe they just don't.
Danger seekers.
They don't buy what they're selling. Thank you for the call, John. Today's poll question is brought to you by Phillips Chocolates, Boston's oldest chocolatier. A tradition that spans four generations. You can purchase them in store or online just in time for the holidays. Go to PhillipsChocolate.com and use code GRACE to save $10 on a purchase of at least $100. Make it Phillips Chocolate for the perfect holiday sweet treat. That's PhillipsChocolate.com and use code GRACE at checkout. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the best part of Thanksgiving dinner? Stuffing, gravy, dessert, cranberry sauce, or turkey?
If you had asked me 5 years ago, I would have said dessert. Like as a kid, I loved all the pies. My mom would make chocolate chip cookies. I would make a trifle and it would just be such a sugar rush. But as I get older, my taste goes a little savory. I am a really big fan. It's tough for me. It's between the stuffing and the gravy. Oh, gravy makes everything so delicious. I'm going to say gravy.
Weirdo. Gravy is polling at 3%.
What?
Stuffing is in the lead at 37%, 34% for turkey, 20% for dessert, 6% for cranberry sauce, and at the very bottom of the list, 3% for gravy.
Yeah, I don't think people are considering this. I mean, really, picture your Thanksgiving without gravy. How would you feel? Probably not good. 844-500-4242. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about Jen Psaki and this turkey debacle. And I also want to talk about another all-star coming out of this administration, Energy Secretary Granholm. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Gobble, gobble, gee, and a gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey could only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving!
Turkey is not going to cost a nickel, but Jen Psaki doesn't think it's a big deal. That's actually a very good segue for these sound cuts. So Jen Psaki was asked by who else? Peter Doocy, the only person in the room who asked real questions about the price of a turkey dinner this year and, you know, the juxtaposition of our president going to Nantucket to stay at a billionaire's multi-million dollar home. I'm sure it's oceanfront. It's on an island.
Of course.
And this is what she had to say. Now, keep in mind some context here. She would never want to minimize this. So let's take a listen to her minimizing this. Cut six.
What message does it send to the middle-class Americans President Biden says that he's trying to help, who are struggling this week to cover the cost of the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, that the president is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket?
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about, as is evidenced by his announcement today and as his efforts to push forward on additional relief for the American people. But I just want to be clear that there are abundance of turkeys available. They're about $1 more for a 20-pound bird, which
per
is a
pound.
Huge...
Isn't that an important part of it? Am I wrong? I love how she says, you know, as evidenced by all of the mumbo jumbo he said at the microphone today that no one could understand because he's a old, feeble Ron Burgundy trying to get through each day as best he can. As evidenced by that, you can tell he cares a lot about the inflation that he has caused. Huh. The only thing I see as evidence of his behavior is that he's going to a mansion on Nantucket instead of staying home and, I don't know, working, or he did go to a soup kitchen.
That was the audio was terrible. I sat through the 23 minutes of that.
Oh, God.
The only thing, because apparently there was a controversy brewing where he ignored Kamala.
Yes, I saw that.
I think he just didn't recognize her. At this point, I you know, she had, they all had masks on. He was a turkey guy, though. That's what I got out of that video. I'm a turkey guy.
Oh, he said
like,
that.
Like he's a car guy.
He's and a turkey
he,
guy.
He was talking to one of the workers there. No joke. No joke.
Are you a turkey guy, Jared?
I'm a turkey guy. I like turkey.
But are you a turkey guy? There's a difference. You can like turkey, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're a turkey guy.
That's true. If I had my choice, turkey would not be my ultimate go-to.
So
I guess
you're
not
a turkey guy.
I'm a Ford Fairlane guy, but I'm not a turkey guy.
But the reason that I really get irked by that comment about the it's only $1 more, and I hate the cutes. She's like too cute by half all the time, you know. For anyone here, I don't know if you've ever cooked a turkey. It's like, oh yeah, because you have, I'm sure, Jen. I haven't ever cooked a turkey. I haven't ever cooked a turkey, but that's really, I don't need all of these little, you know, cute remarks to try to soften the blow of what you're about to say. Answer a question for once in your life. And she doesn't answer it because she's trying to say that it's not that big a deal. That's basically her answer. It's NBD, as the kids say. No big deal. But I just want to play a little flashback here of when she was talking about the cost of a July 4th barbecue. How big of a deal Jen Psaki thought 16 cents was. Because 16 cents was a huge savings for the American people. Cut seven.
Okay, on another subject, the official White House account tweeted yesterday, the cost of a 4th of July cookout is down 16 cents from last year. 16 cents?
There has been a reduction in some of the costs of key components of the 4th of July, a 4th of July barbecue. So that was what the tweet was noting.
So does the White House think that 16 cents off a barbecue has more of an impact on people's lives than gas being a dollar more this time?
I would say if you don't like hot dogs, you may not care of the reduction of costs. You don't have to like hot dogs.
Can't buy a hot dog for 16 cents.
A reduction of. I will say that what we are most focused on is the fact fact that we've created now more than 3 million jobs since the president took office. That's what we're focused on.
All right, all right,
and continuing
right.
to implement.
There's so many lies in that. And if I was a fact checker, if I had Daniel Dale or Glenn Kessler's credentials, which I don't, I'm just a moron, red meat, conservative radio host. But if I was a fact checker, I would say, hold on a second. Staples of the July 4th barbecue? Staples.
Black dog, we have a wiener.
No, no, no. We're talking beans and slices of cheese, Jen. That's number one. But number two, what happened? Why did we go from, oh, this is a great deal, this is savings, this is a big, and then suddenly we're not putting out those weird propaganda tweets about the price of holidays anymore? I want that tweet back. But instead of the picnic table with the plaid little, the checkered tablecloth, I want a, you know, a big turkey in the middle. And I want to see all the slides about how different each price is, thanks to Uncle Joe.
I think it's only fair that we get a tweet which says, hey, good news, turkey is only up $1 per pound. I think that's fair.
It's, you know what we
I
need,
think
Jared?
They deserve the credit for this.
We need like a spin sound effect. When she really puts a spin on, sometimes she spins things to the point where I feel dizzy. I feel like I'm getting off the teacups at Disney World. I've never seen someone spin negatives into positives like this woman, and I do give her some credit for that. But the part of this that really amazes me is how they don't care. They don't care how it's perceived. They don't care that people are fed up. They don't seem to be worried about it. Maybe it's because they know they're just going to steal elections in the future, so they don't really care if people actually vote for them. But it goes beyond just the price of a turkey, you know, or where Joe Biden's staying this Thanksgiving. There's a whole other issue to worry about. And now I'm going to bring out Dr. Anthony Fauci to tell you about it. No, I'm just kidding. But there is something to be said for whether or not people are going to be able to gather. Because travel is going to be at an all-time high. They think it's actually going to be higher than pre-pandemic levels.
Yeah, I heard it's up at least 80% from last year.
It's going to be, I do not envy it's people.
The last year of travel.
Yes, I don't envy people who are going to be at the airport. But travel's up. People are, you know, going to visit their friends and family. And you might think that a little bit of normalcy is coming back. And then you see a headline like this from Axios. And I want to get everyone's take. No one really wants this job, but millions of households may need their own. A Thanksgiving bouncer, the cover charge, a negative COVID test done ahead of arrival or outside the front door. I don't understand where we're at right now. I don't like this. And you know what I don't agree with this headline? No one really wants this job. That's where I disagree with this Axios writer, because there are people.
I don't like the world now.
There are plenty of people who want this job. Molly Jungfast from Atlantic, who's telling you to deprogram your relatives on Thanksgiving, she would like this job. Brian Stelter would like this job. There are people who would like this job to sit there and ask you for a COVID test. And I'm going to tell you something. These COVID tests, you know what they are?
Effective?
I've experienced it when I was coming back from the honeymoon. We had to get a negative COVID test at least 72 hours or something before we left. The level of stupidity that goes in to these testing rules really boggles the mind. We get there. We get tested. We get a negative test. We have to pay $100 and something, whatever it is. Jen Psaki would say that's no big deal. That's only like 100 and something turkeys. And we have 72 hours till we get on the plane. In between that time, we can do whatever. We can go to a concert. We can, you know, take our masks off. There's plenty of opportunity to contract COVID. But we still have to just show that paper when we get on the plane. It doesn't make any sense.
3 days ago, I was fine. I can get on the plane now. Like, what?
And also, if someone says to me, oh, just so you know, I know you want to come to our house for Thanksgiving. We will be taking COVID tests outside. I would just say, that's okay. That's okay. I'm all good. Set. You clearly you're not comfortable if you're testing people outside. You're clearly scared. So I don't need to come. You don't need me there. I'll be fine. I'll stay home. I've never heard of anything this absurd. And then there's like little tips in the article about what you can do, you know?
Ooh, let's hear these.
Do you want to hear a tip, Jared? If you're going to someone's house and they're normal, you know, and they don't say anything about showing their your vaccine card, or they don't ask you about COVID tests, and you're getting nervous because you're like, wait a second, they might be Trump supporters. This feels way too...
Could be a super spreader.
I feel like I'm in a red state. I'm panicking. What you can do as someone going to their home is offer and say, you know what? COVID tests on me. I'm going to pick up a bunch of COVID tests for everyone there. Forget the trifle. You know, forget the side of Brussels sprouts. I'm bringing COVID tests.
I was going to bring a bottle of wine and a pumpkin pie, but I got something better.
I got something better and more confusing and less effective. Something that could possibly give you a positive or negative result and mean nothing. Because these things have so many false positives and negatives. It literally doesn't mean anything. It's so asinine to me. But you want to ruin your Thanksgiving so you can find out who in your family is fully vaccinated. Deranged. By the way, I'm getting a lot of heat for the poll question, and I'll explain why. We actually had this debate earlier. I put gravy on there, and I love gravy. I thought, you know, people would agree. Taylor gave me a lot of grief, which he does on a daily basis about something or other, so I wasn't that affected by it. And then my dad texted me and said, it's not fair to put gravy in a standalone favorite. It makes no sense. That's why it's polling at 3%. Other than that, the show is great. So I'm getting this.
I think Papa Curly is getting a COVID test to come over to Grace's for Thanksgiving after that text.
Hey, Dad, by the way, what's your vaccine status? No, so I'm getting criticism, constructive criticism from a variety of people. So I'm considering, do we take it out? Do we replace it with maybe mashed potatoes slash gravy?
Well, it would skew the entire poll. We're not, you know, the AP, we're not Democrats. We can't skew our own poll. We have to stay committed to...
I actually heard that gravy is going to get a lot more votes at 3 a.m. tonight.
Yes.
There's going to be a water pipe issue in this building. Yes. And gravy's going to come out on top. Zebra, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, well, maybe the savior for gravy is to say that it is the most important part because it can fix just about every other dish that goes wrong
yes,
on the table.
Exactly. So it's the glue.
Dry, your turkey is, that's why it is the saving grace of, pardon the pun, the saving grace of every meal that you can have a good gravy to make up for a dry turkey or dry stuffing or you name it. You can always get by with gravy.
I agree. So,
but the reason I called was I'm about to duct tape my head if they say jobs are created. The definition of create is to bring something into existence. If you take something away and then give it back, you didn't create anything. You just returned it. Okay? They should say that so many jobs were returned to the American public, which is more accurate. I don't see how they say they created any jobs. It's like, well, if I took a dollar out of your left pocket and stuffed it in your right pocket, I gave you a buck.
Yeah, no, Zebra, I'm glad you brought up that analogy right there, because what it reminds me of is this $1 trillion social spending bill where they're saying, oh, this plan is already paid for. It costs $0. It's going to be paid for by tax increases. So just because something is paid for doesn't make it free. That's like if I buy Jared lunch, I buy him a sub from Mighty Subs, he eats it and goes around the office telling everyone, I got a free sub today. I would say, well, yeah, context is important, friend. Someone had to pay for it.
It was only a dollar, Grace.
Hey, Jared, give me some credit. Tell everyone I bought it for you so they know that I'm a really nice guy like Joe Biden. I'm very generous and I'm nice to the waiters.
Grace has created 20 million submarine sandwiches.
You're right. The caller is absolutely right, Zebra. You're dead on. I mean, it's not... I think what we're figuring out, some of us have known it for a while. I don't want to brag, but I've known it for quite some time. They really think... I've always been in a debate, like, are they out of their minds or do they really think we're dumb? And listening to Jen Psaki up there, they really think we're dumb. They really do. Don't prove them right, you know? Like, tune in, listen to things, vote. Don't prove them right, because I have faith that people are catching on to this, mostly because of Joe Biden's approval rating. All right, when we get back, we'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242. Thanks to Joe Biden, winter heating bills are expected to soar as much as 54% in some areas. I was just looking at this today. I mean, everything is up, from rental cars to groceries to furniture, but especially heat. I mean, we're having a lot of issues right now with oil and gas. Don't worry, Joe Biden's going to fix them. But until then, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny for your heat.
Yeah, these 3 days of barrel release that we're about to get are not going to do anything to alleviate the cost of your heating oil.
So, you don't think so?
I don't, but I'm
It's 15 million barrels.
I'm not a math guy.
It's 50 million
I'm an
barrels.
Athlete, not a math athlete.
We use, I believe I read 18 million a day.
Yes.
Don't ask Granholm. She doesn't know. It should scare. Hey, guys, do you want to hear something that should scare you? I know how many barrels we use a day, and the energy secretary doesn't. Yeah, the balloon head. That's right. That's the state of this country right now. But yes, going back to the copy here, the price of heat is very expensive. You don't want to heat up your entire house. It's a waste of money. You're usually only just in one room. That is why you absolutely need the Gen 40 heater. And right now, until Sunday, you can save $20. And they're stylish and lightweight. If you ever tune into Howie's show, he has one in his studio. He's always holding it up. It's very cool looking, and it works really well. With rising inflation, demand is high. So order your Gen 40 space heater with code word Grace Heater. The Gen 40 has combined both infrared and convective heating systems into one heater. So don't wait for your first huge heating bill. In fact, try to cut it down now with the Gen 40 heater.
Great way to stick it to the Biden administration.
Yes, absolutely. So go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACEHEATER to save $20 and also get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEHEATER. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler and for the boys. I've got to keep the troops entertained.
617 says, Grace, my moonbat aunt, who would never be able to host a Thanksgiving meal for the family, called my mother and inquired about her vaccine status. I told her that she had a lot of nerve to ask and then some. Yeah, especially if you're not even going to have the party. If you don't own the club, you can't hire a bouncer, you know? By the way, I'm thinking I might be the bouncer at this year's Thanksgiving. My family's not excited about this, but I'm going to stand outside with a little, you know, with that little light and scan it over people's vaccine card. I don't know about this. I don't think you can come in. I'm sorry. There's a Denny's down the street you can hit up for Thanksgiving this year.
I'd play bouncer, but I'm no good at recognizing fake IDs, so everybody gets in.
Yeah. Well, those are the best kind of bouncers. When I was in college, we loved those bouncers.
It is to the front, of course.
Adam, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Grace, great to have you back. Congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
In my office, I have something called Nolum Gratium Pradium. It's translated, there's no free lunch. And this thing about, it's not going to cost anything. It's such BS. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's just everything they're spending now, we're going to have to pay. And the other good news is America's number one in COVID deaths and infections. Imagine more than population 3 times the largest.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Adam, your connection's breaking up. But as far as the there's no free lunch, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's an expression that goes back a very long time for good reason. But that's the disconnect with the not only the left, but, you know, more importantly, the squad. They really do believe there is a free lunch, and they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure everybody gets it. And then some. 844-500-4242. Let's talk Thanksgiving some more in the next one. I like these complaints coming in on the text line. Do you have a crazy relative? Are they vaccine crazy? Let's talk about it.